I didn't like school at all. I found school quite an awkward place for me. I didn't really fit in, I guess. My schooling didn't have a huge impact in terms of my love for maths. It was more I had a family friend, a local elder, who had done a uni degree, and she would come over once a week and we would do some tutoring in math. And, you know, I enjoyed that so much. And when I was at school, I kind of discovered, hey, I'm actually good at this, just because of that one-to-one time I had with this amazing lady. Yeah, so it kind of stemmed out of that.
It's interesting that you mentioned the tutoring. I've been speaking to executive of AIM Foundation.
Oh, yep.
And the importance their work has in helping students with that one-to-one connection.
It was huge for me. And as someone that does tutoring, going out and tutoring students, some Aboriginal kids that I've been tutoring for 2 years now, and their progress, they've gone from kind of doing all right, maybe sitting in the middle of the class, to being top of the class every single time. And that's a testament to the power of tutoring.
Tell us about how you became involved with the CSIRO in the first place.
When I was at uni, I hadn't really thought about a job or anything like that. Like, it was just kind of doing what I wanted to do. And then I was starting to get to the end of my degree and the pressure was on and, you know, people ask me, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I hadn't thought about it. And so I started looking around at things and things that were available. I'm quite selfish in this way, but I only really ever wanted to work for places that I really believed in and that really were closely aligned to how I felt and how I perceived things. And when I was doing this whole job hunting thing, CSIRO was the only place I applied for. And I was so lucky that I was able to be a part of what they call the Assets Camp or the Assets Summer School. And so that's a part of the Indigenous STEM Education Program in CSIRO. So that's the program funded by BHP, incredible program aiming to engage Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students in STEM fields. My role was to be a cultural mentor, and so I spent 9 days with these kids, a group of 35 kids all across Australia, Year 10 students, and they were incredible. I have a huge passion for students, particularly Indigenous students, of course. It was an incredible opportunity. That kind of snowballed into having a full-time job within the program, doing a number of different things. So one of those things that we're talking about today is the Indigenous STEM Awards.
So what does STEM actually stand for?
It's a great question. It stands for Science, Technology, Engineering and Math. And so with that, so many things also fit into that. So technology is quite a broad term. Things like IT, computer science fit into that one. I very much consider things like biology and biomed to be science as well. That kind of field that involves investigating, I like to call it. So investigating, problem solving. So we're looking for an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander STEM professional. There are a few things we're looking for. So someone that is working in one of the, well, not necessarily working, but they're actively in one of these fields. They're doing some type of innovation or just contributing, making significant contributions to their area. That can come in many different forms, whether they're contributing to the knowledge of that area, like they're doing significant research, whether they're adapting it into other fields, or, you know, there are many things that people could be doing to contribute to different research or different programs. We're looking for someone who has the capacity to be a role model, and that's the main thing we want. We want an incredible Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander person who we can really highlight and say, look at this person. They've done incredible stuff. They're an amazing person. And to have someone that students can really look up to, and they get $20,000, that's the prize, and that $20,000 can be used for things like profile building, career profile building, public speaking opportunities, just things that will get their face out there and make them a well-known role model to the Australian community.
What sort of things do you plan to be doing in your future career with the CSIRO?
That's an awesome question, Kylie. Thank you for that. I think one of the key things why I'm so excited about this program is it really aligns with thinking around raising aspiration and raising expectations of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but also of everyone. So, you know, teachers and schools having really high expectations on their students to do really well, to access these fields like STEM, science, technology, engineering or maths, where I think in the past people kind of see those fields as like hard to obtain or hard to get into, where I honestly believe it really comes back to the expectations. So if you have high expectations and you expect your students to be doing really well, they absolutely will do really well. I'm a huge firm believer in that, and the program CSIRO really believe in that too. And so that's what I aim for and hope to achieve, is to really raise the aspirations of teachers and schools, but also the students themselves, and, you know, to help them believe in their ability and what they can achieve.